2 Minute Stories.
Well, well, well. What's going on, everybody? It's been a while since I've shared a new story with y'all, and I'm happy to do so today. No reason for the break, just, you know, life gets in the way. But we've got several new stories coming out in the coming weeks that I'm really looking forward to sharing with you. This one is called Time Lottery, and it's a little bit of an extended 2 minute story. I went past my usual 2 minute constraint here just because I, you know, fell in love with the story a little bit and wanted to bring out some additional details and really make you feel kind of the anguish that the main character has. And by the end of the story, you'll understand where that anguish comes from. So this story looks at a different type of lottery. It's a scenario in which someone has won something other than money, and what their mental state's like, and how it might affect their life moving forward. So one more time, this is a brand new story. It's called Time Lottery. Thanks so much for your patience as I got back in the swing of writing new stuff, and I really hope you enjoy this story. Thanks again. Terry Backman's hands trembled. He gripped his receipt like a vice, pushing the fibers to the edge of ripping. He was constantly ridding his hands of sweat, careful not to remove any ink from the receipt. The nervousness, combined with several sleepless nights, made Terry appear older than he was. With one more breath, he exited his car and entered the state's lottery headquarters. The understated space led him to an overhanging sign that read, "Collectors." "May I help you?" asked a 20-something-year-old employee, her eyes never leaving a computer screen. Terry swallowed and gasped for air. Hi, I'm here to collect on a winning ticket."
"Sure thing, and which of our contests are you collecting for?"
Terry paused, unsure of what to say next.
"Well, it's the big one?"
The woman immediately looked towards Terry and knew he wasn't lying. She reached under her desk and pressed a button. Terry could hear all the doors in the building lock simultaneously. Two women in red business suits emerged from another room with piercing white smiles, straight out of a dentist office flyer.
"Hello, sir. Thanks for coming in, and congratulations."
"We're sorry, what's your name?"
"Terry."
"Welcome, Terry. Can we have your ticket, please? We want to confirm and verify it as a winner."
"Of course."
Terry handed the receipt to the women, who disappeared back into their room for all of 30 seconds.
"You're good," one of them said. "Again, congratulations. If you're ready, we can get started."
Terry followed the two women through security doors and into what looked like a luxurious living room. A well-dressed gentleman joined the room and reached for Terry's hand.
"Congratulations, Terry," he said. "We are so happy to have you. We should celebrate. Champagne?"
Terry nodded and wiped his hands on his thighs. He was still sweating and short of breath. The room soon filled with other state lottery employees, all eager to meet Terry and lock eyes with this particular winner. What struck Terry was the age of the employees. Everyone seemed to be in their 20s. One of them raised a glass.
"To Terry, a man with time on his side."
Everyone raised a glass and took a small sip of champagne. Soon after, the two women in red suits took a seat on a couch with Terry.
"Terry, could we see some ID, please?"
Terry nodded and reached for his wallet, accidentally spilling its contents onto the couch. The red-suited women helped grab the loose cards and money and noticed a photo had also fallen. In it was Terry with a young girl and newborn boy.
"Oh, so you're a father?" asked one of the women.
Terry nodded again, his face flush, having clumsily dumped his wallet onto the couch. He was hoping to avoid any personal details about his life while at the lottery office.
"Thanks for the ID. If you follow us, we will show you how claiming your winnings works," said one of the red-clad ladies.
Terry followed the women into a dark, sparse room. Inside, a phone booth-like structure stood alone. On its front side, in red, digital numbers read today's date. The structure was simpler than Terry imagined.
"Well, here we are, Terry," said the other red-suited woman. "I'm assuming you know how this works, but I'm required to say a few things for legal purposes."
She paused and read from a document. "Time lottery winners are responsible for choosing their own time travel date upon claiming their winnings. Before entering the time chamber, the time lottery winner must void him or herself from any clothing, documentation, or electronics that did not exist on the date they entered. Once this is complete, the time lottery winner may step into the time chamber and claim their winnings."
Any questions? Terry swallowed a few tears and asked,
Will I remember?
One of the women gave him a sympathetic smirk.
Unfortunately, we don't know. We only know that the time chamber will successfully place you back into the day you entered.
Terry gave a knowing nod and walked towards the time chamber, entering his date of choice. The other red-clad woman spoke up. Terry, we see you are dressed in clothing without any major labels or artwork, so you're covered there. Anything else on your person that uses modern technology or is dated in any way? Terry reached into his pockets. He handed the red-suited woman his phone and several losing lottery receipts. Then he opened his wallet and handed a few membership cards to the women.
Thank you, Terry. You may step into the chamber when you're ready.
Terry walked slowly towards the rear of the chamber and opened its large aluminum door. He wiped tears from his eyes and reached into his pockets again.
One last thing, Terry whispered to the two women in red. He handed them the photo of he and his two children.
The door shut behind Terry, and he was gone.